This is Derek Warren here interviewing Jody Taylor of Visit Effingham. I thank you for joining me today on this beautiful day.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, it's the busiest time of the season. We got fireworks coming up here. Kicked off with that. What do we got coming up?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have so much going on in the month of July. It is just a super busy month. Like you said, the 4th of July is coming up. Lake Sarah has their annual 4th of July fireworks on July 3rd. So that's always super fun. You can go out to the lake, play at the beach or the park, watch those fireworks. If you have a boat, you're even luckier. You can see it on the water. Yeah. But they've got a lot of room to park just anywhere to enjoy those. And then the city of Effingham has their fireworks on July 4th. So those always... Lake Sarah fireworks go off at 9:15. The city of Effingham's on July 4th go off right around dusk, which is usually right around that 9 or 9:15 mark.
Right.
And those are always set off at the Effingham High School out there at their complex. So you can go there and watch it. It's a great spot. They've got a lot of parking there in the high school. You can literally park in any parking lot you want and watch them. There's a great view a lot of places. And actually, the Effingham Event Center has a wonderful view there.
Yeah.
And they always do. They've got live music. Danny Shelton and the Bird Dogs are playing, and they always have drinks and, you know, food trucks or someone's grilling, hamburgers and stuff out there. And that's a family friendly event too. So we always encourage people to go out there and enjoy that. So once the fireworks are over, you know, we have the farmers market every Saturday. So that's always a super fun thing. There'll be lots of good stuff being sold there in July. And they're doing I know they have food trucks out there every weekend. And then they've got live music. A lot of times they're having fun events, or not necessarily events, but fun music for the kids, like sing-alongs and stuff like that.
Oh, cool.
So it's super fun. We really encourage people to go out to the farmers market and just check all that stuff out. There are lots of live music in the month of July. We have Pinky's, Village Wine, Tuscan Hills Winery, Heaven's Patio. There are so many places that have live music all month long. Tuscan Hills Winery does too. I know they have live music actually on July 6th. They have Chain Station coming in. And Chain Station is a band from Colorado that comes down to Effingham a couple times a year. They've got some natives here in the area. So they'll come down and they've got some really fun music. So we always encourage people to come and see them. The Effingham Jam is going on July 12th, and that is so fun. They transform the downtown area into just a barbecue haven. It's one of my favorite downtown events. So fun. That is Friday, July 12th.
Just one day this year.
Yeah. So they're not doing the professional part of it anymore, and that's kind of what the Saturday was. So they're going to have the Hometown Throwdown on Friday night, which is the amateur barbecue competition where you can get tastings. It's $10 for 10 tastings. You want to get down there usually at 5 o'clock to get those tastings because they go quickly.
Oh, yeah.
But they usually have 10 to 12 teams, so lots of food to taste. And then they always have food trucks down there too. Kerners will be down there with the beer tent. We've got live music set up. It is just so fun down there. The whole, on the Courthouse Square and on Jefferson and 4th Street there. It's such a fun event. The music is always really, really good. And actually this year, the Ham City Jam, which is different than the Effingham Jam. So the Ham City Jam is a skate competition that Dino Toll has been putting on for a few years now.
Okay.
So that's Saturday, the next day. But he will be doing demonstrations on Friday night at the Effingham Jam on Washington Avenue there. So if you're interested in skateboarding if you just want to watch some really cool athletes come by. I know last year they had a car down there and they were literally skateboarding over a car, doing all kinds of crazy tricks. It's just really, really cool. And they are doing some great stuff out there with the Ham City Jam. So come down Friday night, check out the barbecue, get a little taste of the skateboarding, and then come back Saturday for the Ham City Jam on July 13th. And that is out at the skate park right next to the Ron Deal Center. That's kind of an all afternoon thing. You can come and enter the competition that day, or just come to see it. There's some great athletes out there. I know they have live music and food trucks and just stuff going on all day out there. So we always encourage people. It's just a really unique thing that Dino has just kind of built from the ground up. And it is a fun event out there.
And I just want to say that that little skate park there wasn't always there. It was a great addition
yes.
to the neighborhood there.
Yeah, absolutely. And they just kind of not necessarily redid it, but they added some stuff onto it. Now a lot of it is concrete, so it's even nicer than it was before. So yeah, worth checking out for sure. So that'll be a good one. If you don't want to, before you go out to the skate park, if you want to get in a run, on July 13th, there is a Grapevine and Groove 5K. It's a whole 90s theme. So if you loved the 90s, come out and do that 5K. That is actually at Tuscan Hills Winery. So you'll start there, you'll run the 5K, you'll end there, and then they've got like a nice little event going on out there too. Cool. So hopefully it'll be nice and cool at 8 o'clock in the morning and people can get some get a good run in too. So
start early before the summer heat.
Yes, exactly. And then we have the Effingham Artisan Fair. It's the 17th annual Effingham Artisan Fair, and that is July 19th and 20th out at Tuscan Hills Winery. They moved that out there a few years ago, and it's just such a beautiful place for the Effingham Artisan Fair. There's lots of room for all. I know they have like 25 plus art vendors out there, and anything from, you know, paintings, drawings, carvings to edible art, macaroons and cookies and all kinds of stuff. They have some great stuff out there. It's art, food, music, and wine. Obviously, all of Tuscan Hills selection. They have great music lined up for Friday night and all day Saturday, so that's going to be great. On Saturday, they have a kids' corner out there, so bring the kids. Yeah. And you can bring the kids Friday or Saturday. Tuscan Hills Winery and the Artisan Fair in general, both of them are very kid. It's a very kid-friendly event. But Saturday specifically, they do have a kids' corner. They've got a lot of organizations that are out there doing free activities for kids, so it'll be super fun for them. New this year, too, they have art workshops, so it's kind of like a learn and create thing where you can create things yourself out there. So I think that's going to be really, really cool. I think each year the ladies are just trying to bring, you know, just something a little bit better, a little bit, you know, new, and they've done such a good job. It's just, it's a fun event, and whether you're into art or not, there really is something for everyone out there. So we really encourage people to go out there and enjoy the artisan fair too.
You can bring out the artist and everybody with that too.
It really does. Yeah, absolutely. And then kind of to in the month of July, the Effingham County Fair starts July 27th and it runs through August 3rd. And that's at the Effingham County Fairgrounds in Altamont. It doesn't seem like that we should be talking about that yet, because then summer seems to almost be over, but that's what July is. So
in the blink of an eye, we've gone through 1 month of summer already.
I know. Yeah, absolutely. So they've got a lot of, you know, the Effingham County Fair, they bring so much fun stuff to the area. And I know you can find all their information on their website, but they've got the beauty pageants, the talent shows, the demo derby, just the live, you know, the live music that they'll have out there. So many things out there. And that's always a really fun week for the Effingham County area. So we hope people go out there too.
Always a big draw from people all around the area too.
Yes.
Even neighboring states, the people come from all over the place to come to this fair.
Yeah, so they really do. So yeah, so we're excited about the month of July. I think it's going to go quick because there is a lot going on. And we always encourage people to, there's so many more things going on in the month of July. So we encourage people to go to our website, which is just visiteffinghamil.com. We've got all of the events listed there. They can always get a hold of us too, and we'll, you know, be happy to give them more information about anything. But we've got a good month ahead of us.
And if you notice something that's not on there, there's also a submit an event.
Absolutely, yeah. We do our best to try to find all those events, but sometimes we miss them. So if you submit an event on our website, we'll be sure to get that on there right away.